For his birthday, he got a big new bicycle. Not the smaller version with training wheels, but the larger, big boy version that we had seen so many of the older boys ride. It was new and clean and red and large. It was beautiful, and we were not allowed to touch it. I suppose Mike had instructions from his parents to not let the other kids ride it, and when he brought it over for playtime, we would all gather around it to admire it, with him sitting there on his bicycle seat. He'd push away any hands that ventured to touch the new handlebars, tires, grips, and streamers. He'd sit there looking proud with this, "I'm better than you" look, all the while basking in the midst of adoration from the kids. He was like a security guard with a priceless diamond, except he was the owner. We could look, but not touch. Mike didn't just like this bike. He was proud and loud about it. He never said, "My new bike is better than your old bike," but he didn't have to. It was written all over him. This made me jealous. I chose to be jealous. His sitting atop his new bike with the adoration of the other kids didn't help things. It was like adding gasoline to a fire. I didn't want for Mike to have that bike. I kept this anger to myself. No one would understand. I once told my big brother how I felt, but he just laughed it off. Nobody would really understand unless they were my age and in succession to have power. Mike and his new bike stood in my way. There wasn't much else to say or do. It's not like we children had much control over anything anyway. We were turned loose to play each day in some neighbor's backyard where we'd be safe from the traffic, or in the front yard with orders to keep out of the street. Time marched on. The day came when all the kids gathered in the backyard next door to my home, where Mike and the rest of the gang had convened. As usual, Mike and I butted heads on what game we'd play as a group, the rules to be set, who was running the show, to the point where I decided I would rather leave than stand there and listen to Mike's orders. This was sort of a passive resistance. I walked to the side of the house and opened the chain-link fence gate and let myself out. I shut the gate in the proper manner, putting the latch down to keep children and dogs in the backyard. I strolled down the concrete walkway on the side of the house to the front, where I spotted Mike's beautiful new possession. His large red bicycle, parked on the front yard sidewalk. At the time, it wasn't unusual for a child to leave his bike on the sidewalk, since there wasn't any known crime or thievery in the neighborhood. These days, he'd have to padlock it to a fire hydrant or tree. But anyway, there was Mike's bike. Nobody was around. Everybody was still playing in the backyard. I wandered down to the front yard sidewalk and stood there, looking at Mike's bike, admiring it, wanting it. I got down on my knees to get a better look, viewing the clean chain, the factory paint job. I touched it, which was against Mike's rules. I rubbed my hands up and down the frame and reveled in the fact I was handling the forbidden object, feeling the raised Schwinn lettering with no one around to stop me. I could hear all the children still playing and, feeling angry with Mike, gave that bike a little nudge. I watched it as it started to slowly lean away from me and, as it started to fall, thought, maybe this isn't such a good idea. Then, crash! The bike landed hard on the concrete sidewalk. If I moved away fast enough, nobody would ever know I had been here. But it was too late, as there was yelling, and I turned to see Mike at the chain-link fence gate, with a clear view of me and his downed bike, and working to open the latch, rattling both the fence and the gate. I said to myself, uh-oh. The gate burst open, and Mike ran straight towards me, kids pouring out behind him to see what would happen next. A fight was coming my way, so I moved to get a little maneuvering room and off the concrete. I ran away from the bike, across the driveway, to the area of the yard which joined my family's front yard, but I couldn't escape. Mike was on me and started swinging. There was going to be a reckoning.